Good morning. How are you both?
Good.
Yeah? Look a bit tired?
Yeah.
The storm. Woken up by the storm last night.
Very loud. And a big cricket fixture yesterday you were just telling me about.
So we played Cranmore in the Philip Travers Trophy. Well, my team won and the first team won, so that was good, getting some points for Rokeby.
Do you all get points depending on your team and then it goes into
I think the A's or the first team get the most points.
Okay.
And then the B's or the second team get like the second most amount of points.
And Oscar, how did you do?
Sadly, we lost, but I think I played well.
Oh, good. Okay, so this week we're going to interview Joe Gulliford and
Freddie
McIsaac. And will you just explain what we're going to talk to them about?
So we're talking about probably the mindfulness garden, because I think there's been some work done already, which is exciting.
Finished. Looking a lot like the real thing.
But yeah, I mean, it's an awful day today, because like you said, we had that storm. But I think some things have been done. I think you're right. And they'll just talk us through what's going on and link back to where the... Can you explain a little bit about where the original idea came from?
So the original idea came from in Year 7, which was General Studies, which we had an assembly on. So in General Studies, we did the garden project, which basically was to design our own garden.
Yeah,
and under the budget.
Yeah, under the budget of £2,500.
Can you explain to perhaps parents or boys who don't know the playground that well which patch of land we're talking about?
So it's the one between, not the Astro, it's behind the Astro. Kind of, yeah.
It's a bit of a dead space, isn't it? So the whole time I've worked here, which is a very long time now, no one's ever been allowed to go in there. It's been sort of out of bounds.
Yeah, staff only.
Yeah, but I've never seen staff in there either. So it's really good that it's finally being used, because we haven't got a lot of spare space here. So I think any space that can be used is great. So I'm really excited. And it'd be good if it could be open before you guys leave.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's your ideas. And even though they weren't they just using one group's plan?
I think they used
two groups in the end.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Because you did all work on it, and actually loads of you came up with similar ideas, which have hopefully been incorporated. So
combined ideas.
Exactly. I think it'd be really nice for you all to enjoy it. Why don't you suggest you have like some sort of, you could have like a nice picnic lunch down there or something to celebrate it.
My only concern is balls flying over.
Yes, but to be fair, I don't think balls go that much that way anyway.
Balls either don't go over where they go over the whole way.
Yeah, I think you'll be okay. So that's really exciting to see. And then we said we might hopefully speak to a couple of year 5 and 6s about their informal concerts. Do you still have informal concerts at year 8?
Yes, we do.
We had one in the first term.
We spoke about it. Yeah. So 5s and 6s had theirs this week, which I think were really well attended and well received.
Yeah.
Anything else we want to touch on this week?
Sure.
Don't come to school on Monday. Maybe put that as a reminder.
Oh, yeah. Don't come to school on Monday because it's bank holiday.
Well, you can come, but it'll be a wasted journey. And also, James, people will be listening to this after the fact, but what did you remind me to do first thing when you walked in? What do I need to go and do tonight?
Vote.
We've got to vote. What are we voting for? The mayor?
Yes.
The mayor of London.
And bring photo ID.
But I haven't had a card to remind me to go and vote. That's why I'm confused.
I'm not voting for the mayor of London.
What are you voting for?
Our local
councillor.
Yeah.
So do I get to vote
and
for local councillor too?
And the chief of police in Surrey.
Chief of police?
Yeah, chief of police. But she's.
So that's because you're Surrey, but I'm voting for the mayor and the council?
Yes.
Okay, I trust you implicitly.
And Bring photo ID.
Yeah, and Oscar, you remind your parents to vote tonight.
Yes.
Vote Count Binface.
Is he still going?
Yeah, Count Binface is running again.
Okay, right. Well, to be continued, we can reveal the results in local news. Okay, well done.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Ben.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rokeby podcast. Today we are joined by Joe Gulliford.
Hi.
And Freddie McIsaac.
Hi.
And they are going to tell us a little bit about the mindfulness garden that they are producing. So our first question for you is, what is the mindfulness garden?
So the mindfulness garden will be a place for boys to unwind after a hard-through period of academia. In this garden, we'll have beanbags, we'll have outdoor sofas. And we'll also have a bird bath for natural causes. Horticultural Club have also planted some plants around it, and there's a mini greenhouse and a green wall there.
Wow.
So, Fanny, why did you decide to create the Mindfulness Garden?
So it started off as a project in year seven for a place to just unwind and socially interact with your fellow peers. And we've sort of just planned it out with the bursa, Mr. Leeson.
And the student voice is really important in it, because we asked year threes, year fours and year fives and all the other years, and even year twos, what they wanted in the garden. And we had various meetings about what we'd think in there with wellbeing ambassadors and other roles and responsibilities to say what they want in it.
Thank you, that's really interesting. So our third question for both of you is, what is your favourite part about the Mindfulness Garden?
So Freddie's favourite part about the Mindfulness Garden is that it's an interactive place for people to talk, think, and it's also quite nice because it's a natural sort of place. There's bug houses, there's bird baths, and there's many trees. And it's just a nice place for boys to unwind.
Yeah, and my favourite part about the Mindfulness Garden is the social interaction of it. Many boys will be there during break and lunchtime. And it's just going to be a great place to hang out and just have fun.
So, finally, do you have any idea of when the Mindfulness Garden will open?
Yes. So, we are thinking of the Mindfulness Garden to open later in the next few weeks, as Edmund's just going to go get some plants, and we're hopefully going to be able to plant it. And we believe that the Greens are getting in someone to talk about gardening and stuff, and we're thinking he can maybe open it, and that so boys will have it for the summer terms and for exams.
Hello everybody, and welcome back to the Rokeby podcast. Today we are here with Tom and Constantin from year 5 and 6, and they are going to tell us a little bit about their informal concert that they were recently in. So our first question for you is, what did you perform in the informal concert?
So I performed a Land of Peace with Sam Carrington-Brown, who's in my year, called Ride of Your Life. It's about a person called Fitz who goes back in time and changes his evolution, but also changes his master's evolution, and it's about that.
And I performed Squeak and Meow by Simon Maudsley, and it's about a cat and rat. They go sailing in the sea. And then the rat forgets to bring any food, and the cat's very angry with him, and then they sink.
So how did you feel before the performance?
So I felt definitely quite nervy, and before people told me a lot of people have laugh a lot in the informal concert, so I felt quite nervy, but I realised people were going to laugh, so I tried to make it as funny as possible to cover up.
When I was in the informal concert, I felt at the beginning a bit nervous because I'm about to perform in front of my form teacher, lots of parents, a few other teachers, and Miss Bratt. So, but then when it started, I felt okay. It was pretty fun.
Okay, so our final question for you is: how did you feel after your performance?
I felt really good about myself. Me and Sam made the audience laugh a lot, and we had practiced this obviously a lot before this had happened, so we felt quite good that all our work had paid off and we've made the audience laugh so much.
I really, after the concert I felt proud of myself because it seems that everyone liked it, and it was a good feeling.
That's really interesting. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast.